Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just I hope like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, baby.
Welcome, Shawnee. Welcome, everyone else in this world who is listening to us. So, apparently, I just looked at this thing on Weird News today because... All right, first off...
How did we even find this?
I just Googled Weird News today and I clicked on this link. And the headline is from The Verge and it's, why were these weird accounts following a bunch of people on Spotify, right?
Apparently they still are.
And so somebody sent a strange tip about Spotify to The Verge on Wednesday, and the email with the subject line, Spotify hackers claim that every English account in America has two new followers, LucasRPX, and VitorNovez. The tipster followed up 2 minutes later to share a screenshot showing the profile pictures from these accounts. This seemed pretty innocuous. We doubted they were hackers, but we had to investigate. It was easy to disprove that the accounts followed, quote, every English account in America. They weren't following me, but I just looked! And they are the only...
One of them's following.
They are my only follower on Spotify.
You have one follower and it is one of these weird accounts.
And apparently I follow 15 people, but I never knew that either. Oh. I just follow...
Oh, boy. A beautiful bunch of people you got.
Apparently follow a few musicians.
Stop. Some of them are friends.
And five of my friends. I didn't know I followed my friends. When the hell did I do that? And why did they not follow me back, those biatches?
They probably don't know it exists either.
Although, who's this? Like, I don't know who this person is.
I don't know either.
I don't even know how to unfollow.
Right.
Oh, there we go. I'm unfollowing that person who I don't know who they are. So anyways, my point is, what, right? So The Verge says...
That's your point.
My point is, what the what?
So what are these things? Does it say?
The Verge talked to Spotify, and the Spotify spokesperson, Laura Beatty, said, vaguely, confirming that these accounts have been disabled for violating our terms. Note that while they're no longer accessible to the user, they may be visible on the platform. And that's it, man. But it made me kind of think, like, how weird it is. Oh, thanks, Sparty. Oh, that's Pogie.
That's Pogie. She barked a little bit before you in here.
No. But, like, just looking at that, I follow people? How did I follow these people? And who are these people who follow you? And it's kind of like that on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, now X and Blue Sky and all these places. Like, how do you get connected to people?
Well, you actually know some of them in real life.
Yeah,
but some of them...
I don't know Kate Bush, sadly.
It's the connections.
We'd be friends.
It's the connections to the connections, really. You know, a lot of them.
I feel like there's no happily ever after in this.
In what? Your story?
Yeah, I'll never find out.
We don't know anything about
those
accounts.
We'll never know. It's too breaking news, man.
Jeez.
So, hey! We're back at the podcast land.
We are.
We think Pogie has stopped. But we cannot really promise that.
Carrie just deleted half the people she was following on.
I did, because honest to God...
Because they're not following her back.
Yeah, because that is how... What is that word? I don't know. I'm petty, man. If you,
I think you said I'm a bitch.
I'm sorry, but if I follow you and you don't follow me back, and you're a real-life person that I know in real life, to hell with you.
Well, there is the aspect of, you know, you claim not to even know you can follow on Spotify.
I didn't.
5 minutes ago.
I didn't. And so they might be like that, too. But I don't know. I don't know, man.
Maybe you should have sent them a card first in the mail. And said, do you realize that you can follow on Spotify? You should check into it. And then, if they don't follow you within like 7 days, kick them loose.
It's like a bad rom-com. My feelings are so hurt because you didn't follow me back on Spotify. And then I defriended you. But then you didn't even realize you could follow me back. And it's very drama.
It is. All very right. drama.
Speaking of drama.
Yeah?
It's a romance ball.
Oh.
Brawl. You ready?
Is there any sex?
No. Well, it depends on the romance novel. Dear. So for all of you writers out there, and I promise for those of you who aren't writers, we'll somehow link this into real life. So in the romance writer world, it's a brawl. And it's been a brawl for the past 5 or 7 years.
Who's brawling?
Romance writers. They like to argue. And so it's really about this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Does a romance have to have a happily ever after?
Yeah.
H-E-A. Or a happy for now, H-F-N, to be a romance?
That's a fucking...
Language! You're explicit. Excuse me. We're explicit now, babies.
I feel right. like there's only one answer.
What is it?
Happy for now.
Well, no.
You don't know about happily ever after until you get to the end.
That's the point. At the end of the book.
End of your life.
All right. At the end of a novel.
Yeah.
To be a romance novel, does it need to have a happily ever after or a happily for now, either one, to count as a romance novel? Or.
Here's my.
Then here, let me rephrase it before you talk.
All right.
Does there need to be a positive, happy ending in order for a book to be a romance?
Oh, I don't think that's true either.
Oh!
And I think happy... Here's my example for happy for now. Guy marries the love of his life. Married to her for 40 years, and then the poor girl gets cancer and dies.
That's a love story.
But then it's a long, really thick book because he falls in love again.
Ugh, and it's of course the new he does.
It's the new love of his
Bastard.
Life.
So you can't have two loves in your life.
Originally, it wasn't a happily ever after.
You're just talking yay.
What? You can have two best meals of your life in one night. It's possible. Yes, you can.
That means the first one wasn't the best.
Up until that point, could have been the best. And then
exactly. It's no longer it's the best. So you only time, have one you as the a best.
Total of two.
Anyways, that's not the point.
Same with romance.
No, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is that when you do this, all right, when you write a romance novel and you put the little mark on there that says romance,
yeah.
like the tag or the genre or whatever,
yeah.
you are making a contract with your reader because they have the expectation that there's a damn happy ending there.
I don't believe that's true. How many romances end in negativity?
None.
They were romances at the get-go. Oh, that's not true.
It's totally effing true.
People have romance every day that doesn't last.
In real life? Or in a book?
Well, that's
we're talking about books right here.
That's because of expectations.
We're talking about books.
Baby. And weak authors that can't buck the trend.
No. When you buck the trend, you're no longer within the little cubbyhole that calls romance a romance. You're in another cubbyhole. It can be a love story. It can be contemporary fiction. It can be a paranormal novel. It can be a dystopian novel. It can be a middle grade novel. It can be a goddamn picture book. But it is no longer a romance.
Why?
Because romance is an expectation. Of a happy ending. It's like every single reader, everyone who has defined the genre up until now. And that doesn't mean that we can't redefine that genre, but right now there is that expectation from the readers. Like, it's almost like a contract that you enter into them as the writer, like, hey babe, this is a romance, bad things are gonna happen, but you're picking up this Harlequin, you're watching this Hallmark Christmas story because you know that the ending is gonna be positive, and there's gonna, in the romantic sense.
So, like that John Green novel, Everybody Dies of Cancer, or whatever it's called. What's that?
A love story.
It's a contemporary love story. Well, what's the difference between romance and love?
In real life or in the book world?
No, real life.
All right, well, in real life. Ready?
Uh-huh.
In real life, I feel like we're all better served if we don't focus on the happily ever after, and if we focus on the happy for now. And let me tell you why.
That is real life.
Exactly. Why is that real life?
Because there is no happily... You never reach the point of ever after.
Exactly.
The ending is the fucking 6 feet under or 3 ounces of ash in a can.
Don't talk about my mama that way.
I'm not talking. I'm just...
But anyways, the point, and our dogs. But like, the point is that like, is that like, when we read a lot of, and I love romances, and I love cheesy Christmas Hallmark movies, but like, the point is that in real life, when we hold ourselves to those ideals of happily ever after, we lose the joy of the moment, of the happy for now, of the ever-changing landscape that is relationships, and it is our life, right? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when we think, oh, the only way to be happy is this romance ending or this Hallmark ending, and we don't think about the truths of reality of, like, somebody has to do the dishes and somebody has to walk the dogs and somebody has to cut the dog poop out from their fur.
Yeah.
Sparty.
So I like, do two of the three things.
we do a lot of them together is my point. Yes. Like the point. Look at you trying to be a martyr, but the point is
saying I don't cut the dog poop out.
He doesn't ever cut the dog poop out.
I wasn't trying to be a martyr because we walk the dogs together.
Anyways, the point is that like happy for now is realistic.
Yeah, it is.
Right, and happily ever after is the fairy tale. And there's, when you write a romance novel, when you market it as a romance novel, there is that, I'm having a really hard time in writing the fourth and final book in the Seamus and Rosie series.
Yeah.
Which takes place in Bar Harbor, and Seamus is very much, Sean. Anyways, I'm having a really hard time writing that.
You only told half of the relationship there. Rosie is very much Carrie.
No.
Yes, and most certainly is.
The point is that I'm having a really hard time writing the last book.
Why?
Because the tug between happily ever after and happy for now is so huge in me. Like, I don't know how to sum up this last book. Because they are so focused and related to us as humans,
right,
that it's really hard for me to give them a happily ever after, because I just want to give them a happy for now, because I want their story to go on forever.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I want our stories to go on forever. But anyways, that's the point. Like, when you pick up a romance novel, when you watch a Hallmark movie, you have an expectation of happily ever after, right?
You know, 99% of Hallmark movies,
oh dear God,
3 days after they end, the woman's like, what a stupid fucking decision I've made. I'm going back to the city.
I'm gonna go back to my corporate job.
I'm gonna beg for my job back.
That's
I'm tired of picking pumpkins.
I don't want to run the Christmas tree shop anymore.
Exactly.
Terrible.
They never show that.
No, because it's a fantasy. But what does it say about us that we all love that fantasy? I don't even know. All right, we're gonna pause now, and we're gonna go into our writing tip for life. Okay, ready?
Oh, there's one of those.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Hey, say it, man. Say it.
Dog tip?
You said no, writing tip. No, writing tip.
You go, writing tip.
No, that's dog tip,
baby. You used to do writing tip for of the pod.
But not like this, did you, I?
Yes.
Writing tip of the pod.
Sometimes I feel like we're not even in the happily for now.
Well,
because it's so hard to get you to do anything, baby. He's eye-rolling me.
I'm not eye-rolling. I'm not even looking at you.
All right, so the writing tip of the pot is if you're a writer, if your story isn't a happily ever after, it might be a love story, but it will be hard to market as a romance. And if you try to market it as a romance, right, but your one of your main characters dies, let's say, so there is no happily ever after. Or one of them, like in The Way We Were, the same
thing. Dude, if that's the definition.
Oh my god, you can't let me finish.
I'm sorry, that was rude.
Yes, you're too rude.
Finish now.
There is no happily ever after.
Please
here.
Finish.
So like in The Way We Were or The Notebook, neither of those are technically romances because at the end, like in The Way We Were, Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford break up because they're antithetically opposed in their political views and personalities, even though they love each other. In The Notebook, that thing by Nicholas Sparks, she's dead. In John Green's thing, A Fault in Their Stars, one of the people dies. Like, none of those count as romances. They're like love stories or literary novels or contemporary novels or coming of age novels. But they're not technically a romance because there's no happily ever after and there's no happily for now. What were you going to say?
There was a happy for now until somebody died. Right?
Yes, but the end of the story, the structure of the story, the end, the part that resonates with the reader is not.
Some people, I got news for you.
Oh, dude.
I don't mean to destroy the whole romance genre. But by your very definition, there is never, ever a happily ever after. Because there's always a happy for now. There's never, the end is always death.
Not in the novel.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know by that definition. But if you turn the next page, which doesn't exist.
There is no next page. So it doesn't matter, Sean. It's like within the structure of the novel.
So you're just living in the fantasy.
It's fiction. A novel is fiction. That is like the whole definition of fantasy.
Whatever. There is no ever after.
Oh.
There is only happily. And that's the way you got to look at life. That's the dog tip for life. Right?
I know, but we're not there yet. We're still in the writing.
Oh, forget you heard that, people, because I'm going to say it again in a couple
Hold on
minutes.
1 second.
Dog tip for life.
Baby.
I buried it a little bit.
You did. What were you going to say in a couple seconds?
I forgot. There's no happily ever after. There's only happy. You have to be happy in the moment. You have to be happy in each and every moment. Right?
Well,
if you want to fill your life with drama, stop making poor decisions.
What the heck? Where did that come from?
Because that's like the opposition to happy.
Okay.
There are certain things you can't prevent in life. Obviously, you can't control things.
This is killing me.
But I mean, Christ, everybody in this world's got something to be happy for, if nothing else than the fact that they're alive.
All right, so sometimes in your life, you're going to have moments where you don't have anything to be happy for, and it's okay.
Except that you're still alive.
It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be horrified, and it's okay to feel all those feelings. Do not listen to Sean here.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that.
But
I totally agree with that.
In moments where that isn't happening, when you're not full of grief, when you're not full of trauma, when you're not trying just to barely survive, right?
Yeah.
When you have things going okay, and then you make anxiety or drama for yourself, but you don't actually have a diagnosis of anxiety, right? When you're just having like life, right? A goal of a happy life for now, it's a really damn good goal. Right? Cause
things
change. Squirrels will come and go, according to Pogi. Sparty says the treat bowl may sometimes run out of treats until your humans go back to the grocery store. Like, you have to find the happy for now and live in that. Because the happily ever after is always in front of you. Right? So you don't know if you're going to get that. So you have to enjoy the moments that you have.
It has to be in front of you, yes. Or then you just have a happy for now.
And then you unfollow all those friends that you have who you followed on Spotify and didn't follow you back. And what the hell does that mean? Does that mean they don't like my music?
It means they don't know it exists.
I mean,
why would you follow people on Spotify?
I don't honestly remember. Unless, like,
you know, you follow... Well, yeah, what benefit does it...
I don't know.
Do you follow... You don't follow Shakira. And she's like your favorite artist is...
Shakira just makes me happy.
And you have learned how to move those hips and that.
I have been trying really hard to make my hips not lie.
Oh, they don't.
Okay. You got creepy, Sean.
That's not creepy. Ugh.
My point is here. Happily ever after, happy for now. We have some links in the podcast notes. Or you can find out more in a more intelligent way than we just gave you about that, you know, controversy.
Hey, look. Oh, no. I'm not an author, but if I was and I wanted to write a romance
novel. But I play one on TV.
That's right. If I wanted to write a romance novel, I'd give that shit a happily ever after ending because, you know, sell your books. Don't listen to me.
Never
listen. Don't care about reality. Craigies, you're writing a fiction.
Craigies?
Yeah, Crikey's.
I'm going to write a romance novel where the leading man goes, Crikey's.
They'll all think it's about Steve Irwin.
Oh, he was adorable. Okay, good luck with life.
See, that was a happily ever after until the stingray came
along.
Okay,
no, don't go there. He's a real person.
I'm not making fun of him. Sad. It's an example. It was a horrible... shit luck thing that happens.
And he was so adorable.
I used to watch him all the time.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was, you know, when I was a teenager or maybe young adult when he was real popular. I don't remember.
I think he's like he would be your age. I'll look it up.
Oh, well.
I was going to end this podcast right now, but now everybody has to listen to me. Look up Steve Irwin date of birth. Click and clack?
Clickety clack, you on the keys.
He's older than you. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But not by a butt ton.
No, 6 years, though. That makes all the difference in the world. I was 14. He was 20 years old out there wrestling alligators and shit.
You just want to be him.
No.
You didn't want to wrestle alligators?
No, I'd love to
hang out. Wear those little khaki shorts?
I'd love to hang out with the animals, but I don't know if I want to wrestle.
You're so cute, baby.
I mean, I'm not afraid of alligators, but...
He ain't
I do know alligator. They're pretty freaking strong.
I've never met an alligator, so...
I met some up close.
And there you go. There's our romance. The end.
Got my leg chewed off by one once. But because I'm part... Because I'm part...
I can't end the podcast if because you keep
I'm
talking.
Part, because I'm part reptile, I grew back.
Yeah, all right.
But you notice how that one's a little stubbier than the other one, right?
There's a lot of stubby parts on you.
Oh! All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.